Welcome to the Haney Biz Project with Mark Haney. Mark is a serial investorpreneur and the chief dreaming officer of the Haney Biz Companies. He's working tirelessly to ignite the entrepreneurial revolution and share the inspiring stories of the region's most influential leaders. And now, here's Mark Haney.
All right. This is the Haney Biz Project, and we are on a mission to ignite the entrepreneurial revolution right here in our hometown of Sacramento. One entrepreneur at a time, one conversation at a time, and that conversation starts with one simple question. Marcus, are you hanging or are you banging today?
I am banging today, fired up to be here.
Yes, because we're banging. That means we're at our very best, and we're at our very best opportunities. And you know what? In order to be at our very best, we have to surround ourselves with the right people. And it starts with those decisions. You know, Marcus, you've got a startup right now, right? You've got a couple of startups going. And what are the biggest decisions you got to make as a startup? I mean, what kinds of things are you thinking about?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that for me, I started with my why.
Okay.
You know, I think that really understanding of why you are entering into the business that you are, that really helps shape the way that everything else goes forward down your business.
Well,
path.
I cannot argue with that. We have to have purpose, and our purpose on this show is to help entrepreneurs, right? Helping entrepreneurs, we have this fascination that if enough of the more experienced entrepreneurs help enough of the up-and-comers, you know what? It changes our hometown of Sacramento in a very positive way. But the biggest decisions that I've found when I was starting companies and that I have found is, who am I going to be partners with in right. that new business? Your founding team is, in my opinion, the most important decision that we as startups, we as entrepreneurs need to make. So now, if you think about the greatest entrepreneurial stories of all time, Marcus, right? Bill Gates would be nowhere without Paul Allen, right? Microsoft.
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely.
You know, Steve Jobs would be nowhere without Steve Wozniak.
Yeah.
And, you know, Sonny Bono would be nowhere without Cher Bono.
Oh, didn't they have some sort of song? I got you, babe?
I think they went out of business, but that happens. You need to have commitment. You need to have compatibility. But I think more than maybe anything, being with somebody that balances you out, right? Being with somebody who brings out the best in you is so important. And we're going to talk about that a little bit today. Where you meet your business partner, you might not meet them. It's kind of like being married, right? Where do you meet your future spouse, right? Is it best to meet them online? It happens. Mm. Is it best to meet them at a nightclub?
Not usually for the spouse,
happens.
I don't think.
I mean, you know, my wife and I, we've been married 32 years, and I think business partners are a lot like marriage in a way because, you know what, it's those, you need to have that commitment. They need to make one another better. And my wife and I, people say to me, Mark, what's the secret to being married 32 years? And I'm like, well, we had an agreement at the very beginning of the marriage that she would make all the little decisions and I would make all the big decisions.
Smart move.
Yeah. You know, in the last 32 years, guess what?
What?
There's been no big decisions.
It's worked out that way, but we are still battling.
We're together and trying to make the best of our startup 32 years later. And you know what? The best way to learn is by getting in the game and getting ourselves dirty, getting involved, starting our businesses. That's how we learn. But the second best way to learn is by spending time with people who have actually walked in those shoes, right? Who have actually been in the game, been on the field, and have the blood stains at times to show for it. So today, coming up in the show, we're going to meet the Executive Vice President of Hub International, Rob McVicker. Rob has seen every insurance claim in the book. Let's see if we can drag a few stories out of Rob today. You know what? I have a story that I may even share about an arm wrestling match, a little horseplay that happened on my watch. Coming up after the break, though, we are going to meet one of the greatest entrepreneurial partnerships of all time right here in Sacramento, the co-founders of Sun System Technology, Derek Chase and Marat Saidi. Join the revolution at HaneyBiz.com, brought to you courtesy of Five Star Bank. This is the Haney Biz Project.
I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
Now, back back to the Haney Biz Project with host Mark Haney.
Welcome back to the Haney Biz Project, brought to you courtesy of Sun System Technologies. My friends Derek and Murad are here. They are the co-founders of Sun Systems, the dynamic duo, Derek Chase, Murad Saidi. Welcome to the show, gentlemen, and thanks for sponsoring this show. And you know what? I've described you guys as a business partner combo that is second to none. And the only guys I think that might rival you are me and my younger brother, Paul. But we'll see about that. I want to get to know you guys. I want to talk about partnerships. I should say I want our guests to know you guys. I'll turn it over to Murad here. Murad, why don't you tell us a little bit about Sun Systems and what you guys do there, and we'll end up talking about the history and your partnership.
Right. First of all, thank you for having us on the show. I always love it when we get to be on. And talking about the partnerships, the way we started our company was, Derek was in the solar business, and I was in the construction side and the finance, and, the opportunity came to team up to take care of the big solar farms and the assets that Derek was previously involved in, and it just seemed like a great opportunity, so I jumped on it with Derek, and we made it happen.
So Derek was in the solar business already. You were working for a large company, right, Derek?
Yeah, that's correct.
And so what inspired you to start this venture?
I had to pay the bills, man.
Yes.
literally just got laid off.
Oh.
Was kind of trying to figure out what to do next, and I think the biggest thing that holds people back from doing things is not having the time. Mm-hmm. And so had some time, teamed up with Murad. He's like pretty ambitious dude. And we kind of gave it our best shot. I had like 3 months to make it happen. So
what led to the decision to team up with Murad?
Really for us in terms of partnership, it's more complementary. I think from like networking perspective, we hit different groups of people, skill set wise. He's got the finance background. I'm more of like technical side, engineering based. He had some experience on the construction side, but for us, it was really just filling in our gaps. Hey, he's good at things that I'm not.
But talk to me about, Murad, maybe I'll turn this over to you. You guys went to Bella Vista High School,
right?
Classmates Broncos. From when you were little kids, right? And then you worked your way up. You guys had a friendship. You guys had known each other really well. Good buddies. And did you have any trepidation as to the idea of going into business with one of your buddies?
Not at all. Not with Derek.
Okay.
Because the history of Derek and I mean, we grew up together. I've known him since we were 14. He was my first roommate when we moved out. So we had some like life experiences together.
Yes.
So that's definitely set the stage for what was going to happen, and I had enough years to know if he wasn't the right guy.
Yeah. I think so often people ask me, Mark, how do you decide who you're going to invest in? And I always look at the founding team and the history that they've had. If you met your founding partner online, or you met your founding partner at a nightclub or whatever, and you swapped ideas, and next thing you know, you got a business, that foundation is not as strong. But you guys have a relationship that goes much deeper than that, and you surrounded yourself with your buddies too, right? Beyond you two, you began to bring on teammates from Bella Vista High School.
When you're starting out, you don't totally know where you're going, and you need a lot of trust. And so you kind of reach to your inner circle first. And I think, trust is like first and foremost, you need to know the other guy's going to be there. And that really helped build the culture after that, after you kind of get that nucleus set up.
Okay, Derek, you guys are one of the fastest growing companies in Sacramento, maybe the fastest. Talk to us about the growth from where you started initially, kind of unemployed, had a little extra time on your hands, but now you guys are killing it in the solar business. Tell us about that growth.
Really, we were looking to fill a need in the solar industry. Basically, there was a lot of growth, a lot of people getting solar, big solar farms going up, a lot of solar going on residential homes. Our goal from the beginning was really to just gain consumer confidence in the solar industry. And we knew eventually somebody was going to have to be there to take care of all of this stuff. And the work ended up being there, and we ended up having the team, and it would go as fast as you can to kind of fill that need. And we've had a tremendous amount of success. I think to this day, we've probably serviced and maintained over 40,000 systems since we started.
Wow.
And we started out doing one at a time with Murad and I driving all over the country, fixing one system at a time. And then eventually you kind of get some more people. And really a lot of the people were from the ground up, guys who put in the work with their hands. They understood it. And that was important for us. If they were going to manage other people, they had to have been in those positions before.
Yeah. So Murad, it started with just you and Derek. You built the team. How many employees do you guys have today?
We're around 200.
Okay.
You know, fluctuate up and down.
200. And you guys, you did the solar on the Golden One Arena. You've done the solar at the Haney Biz headquarters here at the Allegiant Giving Center. And I know you've done a number of other large commercial projects, but you guys also do something that's unique in the industry. You have an incredibly strong focus on the service, the after sale service, and the maintenance of the solar systems, right?
Right. Yeah. I
mean, how does that work? Why focus there?
You know, when people think they install solar, you just put it on the roof and you're done, you know? So, and then as solar gets mature and everybody gets used to, you know, owning the system, they realize just with anything else, you need to maintain it. You need to take care of it. Sometimes it goes down. And we wanted to create a place where people could come to if they have issues with their solar systems.
Let's talk, Derek, about your growth trajectory. What started off as one or two systems, now 200 employees. Where do you see this thing going in the future?
Yeah, the goal for us is really to create a nationwide service infrastructure, aggregate our customer base, create economies of scale and route density for our servicing needs. Along with the servicing side, we do the installation on the commercial businesses. A lot of that is just because of our experience taking care of systems. We understand what can go wrong. So we'd like to build the systems with that in mind of longevity and making sure we're using the best products. But yeah, it's really nationwide, continued expansion, and just really filling the need for the solar industry and making sure that there's a support infrastructure so people feel good about installing solar systems on their roofs.
Murad, you guys have grown incredibly, and it sounds like the ideal dream. How you guys have been in business just a short period of time, but you're already up over 200 employees, and you guys are killing it. But there have to have been challenges along the way. What kind of challenges have you guys ran into?
Definitely. There's challenges. I mean, you know, without pressure, you're not going to build a diamond. You know that yeah. saying goes. You know, we've experienced it all. You know, you grow a good team, and you know, like you said, everybody on our team's our partner. So they all have different issues that they go through personally that it brings into us because we're a family. We just deal with every issue that any business owner deals with. You know, as we grow, it just gets on a bigger scale. And we just kind of build our experience and have more tools in our toolbox to battle all these different issues that come up, whether it's financial, industry, geopolitical. I mean, there's all the different elements, especially in the solar industry, that currently we have to deal with. So you just get used to living uncomfortably and,
yeah.
you know, and capitalizing on any situation you can and learn from.
Well, your culture over at SST is so strong. How would you describe your culture?
It's a family. You know, we couldn't be happier with the guys we have on our team. They treat this company like it's their own, and everything that we put in, you know, they put in just the amount of effort. You know, we're there late, they're there late. Can't ask for anything more, you know.
We ask Derek on the show, you know, are you hanging or are you banging? And banging is when we're at our very best. That means we're at our very best at our very best opportunity. And I'm thinking about how you guys divide up the roles there at SST. What's banging look like for Derek Chase?
Man, I don't know if we haven't stopped this whole time. We've been looking for a break. But when you're growing fast, you got to get it while you can.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get it while the getting's good. So
yes.
Try to take advantage of that opportunity. And when that stops, maybe we'll slow down a little bit, but it's really the nationwide growth is a challenge.
Okay.
So you're managing people. How do you keep the culture going when everybody's not in the office? You know, it's
yeah.
easy to throw a pizza party, but you know, now you're relying on things like social media, updating the employees as much as you can. How do you duplicate that across the country and keep everybody involved? That's
yeah.
kind of the challenge we go through.
So you're really involved in the people and the communication rhythms associated with keeping everybody understanding what the game plan is. Murad, what's banging for you?
Just making it happen. You know, I feed off of Derek's energy, you know, and as we keep growing and the challenges get bigger and leadership becomes more important. I'm impressed with our whole team, the way everybody stepped up. And like I said, yeah, Derek's leading this thing and with great energy and I just feed off of that. And I do whatever I have to do to keep this thing rolling, you know?
I love it. And now you guys have brought on partners. We've been talking about partners. You two are obviously extremely close, tight-knit team, but you've begun to consider other partners. Talk to us about what goes into partnerships beyond yourself, bringing in that third partner or that fourth partner.
Yeah, so one of the guys that's on our team is Christian Payne. He's our executive chairman. And, you know, you have to be on the same page when you bring someone in. You know, everybody has all these other resources comes down to character, who you want to go to war with, who you want to go to the next level with, and who's going to have your back in the whole process.
Yeah.
Keeping the vision aligned, everybody singing off the same out of the same hymn book is so important. How do you account for your tremendous sales growth, Derek? You guys have gone to, I mean, I don't know if you want me to disclose the dollar figures, but it's in the tens of millions of dollars, and your trajectory is moving up and to the right. What accounts for that growth?
Really, we're a service company. It comes down to customer service, which is, you know, hard to come by these days. I think people are always watching their costs. I think if we did anything, we probably went overboard on customer service, and that made the sales process really easy because people were, once you get them in the door, they're happy and they stay there, and then you get to grow with those businesses. But I think that's just really taking care of people, heart of a servant kind of attitude, just really providing strong customer service, constant updates, and I think that's what kind of separates us from our competition.
Well, Derek Murad, I want to ask you to stick around, but we are going to bring on an insurance guru. The vice president of Hub International, Rob McVicker, is in the house. We're going to talk to him a little bit about risk management, maybe a little bit about workers' comp, and all the different things that we rely on our insurance carrier for. But we're going to ask you guys to stick around and bring you back on in a minute in the third segment. So hang tight. But if you are sitting out there listening right now, I want you to join the revolution at HaneyBiz.com, courtesy of Audi Rockland. This is the Haney Biz Project.
Welcome back to Mark Haney, igniting the entrepreneurial revolution with the Haney Biz Project.
Welcome back to the Haney Biz Project, brought to you courtesy of Hub International. I'm Mark Haney, and guess what? I am here with Executive VP of Hub International, Mr. Rob McVicker is here with me today. How you doing, Rob?
I'm good. No one's more excited to be with an insurance agent than you.
Yes, insurance
that is awesome.
Is, I mean, so I got a question. So you are, the Hub International is obviously a gigantic company. You oversee everything in our region. But what happens when you talk to a customer? Is it usually bad news? Or, I mean, I like my insurance agent, but, I mean, are most people intimidated when they have to deal with an insurance issue?
An issue? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, you know, that's when insurance becomes real, right?
Okay, yeah.
Because a lot of people, they pay money, they pay for a policy. Ultimately, you really don't want to use it.
And you're so happy, though, when stuff hits the fan. It's like, oh, do we have insurance for that? Hub International is here. They took care of me again.
Ideally.
And we have, we've been using you guys for a long time. And we've had a few claims, but not so many. And but we've been lucky because I think a lot of what you guys do along the way in a company your size, don't you help us sort of de-risk our companies a little bit too by education? Helping us say, hey, you may not want to do that. You may want to have a policy that does that. Is that part of what your service is?
Yeah, analyzing risk. And looking at what a company does or what owners do and where their exposures lie and the best way to transfer that risk off the balance sheet to a policy that's going to pay for it for them.
Yes. Now, I want to get a little bit more history. You guys used to be John O'Bronson. You're still going by that name. A lot of us know you as John O'Bronson. Tell us about the Hub International alliance or purchase, if you will.
Yeah. So December of 14, we became part of Hub, and you know we're co-branded for the most part right now. And for a lot of our legacy clients, you know that really still matters, and they want us to be the regional broker that we've been. Hub's really brought to us and to our clients a lot of enhancements. They haven't changed us. You know, they wanted us because of what we did and that we did a good job.
So if you were to describe in one word, right, they're the partnership, they're the new partners, if you will, as they come in. And how would you describe them as partners, the overall entity of Hub International?
It's a great company. They were focused on the same market segment that we were, a lot of mid to large market clients and even small businesses as well. And they've been a terrific partner and helped us scale up for our other clients that are expanding throughout and giving us the opportunity. You asked for one word. I didn't give you one word.
Yeah, that's perfect.
But from loss control capacity to a deeper bench and more knowledge base and other people we can go through throughout the country to find resources and solutions for our clients.
Well, I mean, I think on this show, and I want to thank you for sponsoring the entrepreneurial community, because that's what this show is all about. We're trying to help entrepreneurs, and that's something that you guys do as a business. But I mean, sponsoring this show, we're trying to get out the stories, but we're also trying to do a little bit of education. So maybe we can ask for a little bit of education on insurance. I mean, what are the biggest things that we should be worrying about in terms of insurance? We know there's workers' comp. What other issues do small business people face today?
Well, as a small business owner, and if you've got a bank line or anything like that, they're going to require a lot of insurance, right? So you're going to be required to have general liability and property, but they won't require employment practices liability.
Okay.
Right. So that's the harassment, discrimination, wrongful termination, failure to promote, failure to employ, those types of coverages. And that's in being an employer in California. That's something that you need to insure for.
Yeah.
You need to consider the risk as whether you want to spend the money for a policy or you take on the risk on your own.
Yeah. And I think that's for startups, that's an interesting, I guess, dilemma is you can barely pay the bills. How much money do I invest into insurance? That's got to be something that you guys talk about. It's like, wow, it's a little bit extra money to go with the higher or the larger umbrella. What do you do?
So what's nice for small starting businesses, aren't entrepreneurs, if you will, a lot of the smaller policies, bought policies that are out there now, are building in that coverage.
Okay.
Where you don't have to go out and get it. And so you're getting a smaller sublimit, but you're getting something. You're getting a backstop.
Yeah.
So it's there for you. It's just a matter of finding a broker that's going to get you to the right place to get you the solution.
And it's interesting that you said the road. We help people a lot of times with the road to bankability, right? Because people want to get financed, and you have to have your accounting in order. And, you know, Haney Biz does that. We help people to get themselves profitable and some of those kind of things. But it hadn't occurred to me that there's an insurance requirement too that is necessary to get yourself bankable.
Yeah, banks. If banks are putting their money and they're investing in you, they want to ensure that that asset's protected and that they can be reimbursed.
Well, we talked before the segment about the craziest kind of things that can happen on a job site that might increase liability. I touched on the arm wrestling incident that happened at a construction company I'm very close to, and there was an injury. They were horse playing, but it ended up being an injury. It ended up being something that caused us to consider the workers' comp piece of that. What are the crazy things you guys run into at Hub besides arm wrestling?
They're numerous and plentiful.
Okay.
It's a exciting day or just a few minutes if you go into one of our work comp claims analyst offices.
Okay.
But there was a time where psych claims were coming through in workers' compensation.
Okay.
Where people claim some sort of mental things that were happening because of their injury. And this was pre-Arnold reform. And one of them was loss of consortium.
Okay. I have no idea what that is.
So that's like relations with your significant other.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I don't know what that is.
you don't know what loss of consortium is, but you know what relations are. So we had a case where someone had claimed this, and their attorney had did it, and told it was on the claim, and the attorney from the workers' comp carrier was deposing the claimant and said, I see you have loss of consortium on your list of other injuries. Just want you to know that, in a few weeks you're going to go out for a test, and we're going to have a needle about this big.
Oh, that's and he's be pointing, it's like 8 inches for you radio guys here. Maybe bigger.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And that's going to be used in determining your loss of consortium.
Yikes.
And there was a pause, and they stopped. The claimant and his attorney stopped the meeting, and they stepped outside, and they walked back in, and they said, we're taking loss of consortium off the
table. Yeah, yeah. You can...
That injury...
No more
that's
claim.
Not happening.
Yes. Yes. It's funny how you can get yourself, how negotiations work in a claim. Just thinking, we only have a minute left before we're going to bring Derek and Murad back on and continue our discussion about business partners. But let's hear about you personally, right? You have a family. I mean, you're a family man. Our insurance man is a family guy. Tell us about what's going on with your family these days. The kids are growing up.
Family's doing good. Soccer is ramped up. We're a few games in. And the two-year-old is we're running around, chasing her around. She's doing very well. Wife's good, keeping me in line.
That's great. And tell us about Sacramento. Obviously, you and I went to the same high school, Oakmont High School. I guess it's not so obvious, but this is your hometown in many ways, like me. What do you see with what's happening right here in our hometown of Sacramento in terms of business growth?
I see a lot of excitement. You look at the redevelopment of downtown Sacramento. You look at the growth in the surrounding areas. A lot of companies are doing well. There's a lot of growth. See some projections on some other things where construction's slowing down maybe in Sacramento. Overall, it's a good feeling in Sacramento. It's a great place to be and kind of a renaissance, if you will.
You bet.
It's a great time in Sacramento.
Great place to grow that family of yours. We're going to bring back Derek, Chase, and Murad Saidi in a second, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about partnerships. And sometimes those partnerships are not always equity stakeholders. We'll talk a little bit about that after the break. Join the revolution at HaneyBiz.com, courtesy of the Entrepreneurs Organization of Sacramento and law firm Greenberg Traurig. This is the Haney Biz Project.
And now back to the Haney Biz Project with investorpreneur Mark Haney.
Welcome back to the Haney Biz Project, brought to you courtesy of accounting firm Clifton Larson Allen. I'm Mark Haney, and I am rejoined by Derek Chase and Murad Saidi, and of course, Rob McVicker. You guys, the three of you, you already know each other. So, Rob, why don't you help me out here? How did you, Rob, Hub International, get introduced to Derek and Murad?
Well, it goes... First, they stole an employee from us.
Whoa, come on now. Who did it, Derek or Murad?
That was the first That was the first time I heard of them.
Guys, please.
How many years ago?
It was about 3 years ago.
Is
that it?
Yeah.
And we had a guy who had a great opportunity with our organization, and he came in and told us he had a great opportunity with another one.
Okay.
Out of the business, wasn't going to a competitor, so that was good.
Yeah.
And... And then things got going there, and we went out and talked to them about their employee benefits through someone that they knew, and you know, we had a warm introduction with the employee that they had, and that was successful, and that went well.
And so they stole Jeff Hammer. Now, Jeff Hammer is a key player of your guys. Now, Murad, talk to us about that. You guys are now customers of Hub International. And how have they helped you out? Yeah. What can you say about Hub International? Do you feel bad about stealing the employee?
Well, you know, a little bit, but not really. But let me tell you why. But the way they groomed Jeff, you know, coming out of college and working in that industry and that company, that knowledge really helped us go to the next level. You know,
that's
he was the
cool
operations guy that we needed in that picture, because Derek and I are going 100 miles an hour. You know, we're a little crazy. You know, we're ambitious. We go out and do our thing. And Jeff was there putting it all the pieces together and making the company stable while we go do our thing.
So, Derek, you guys have eclipsed or on pace to eclipse the $30 million mark here this year in sales. And, you know, obviously you need great teams, but you also have risks associated with the business. What kind of impact has a guy like Jeff made? And really, what kind of risk do you guys face most at Sun Systems?
Yeah, the risks in general, you know, it's guys on roofs and dealing with electrical equipment. And, you know, safety is number one for us. Hub did a lot of driving. Guys are driving around servicing systems. So we participated in, it's like a driver awareness safety program that Hub recommended. So you're working with Hub to, like, reduce our risks and also kind of cover us on the back end if something happens. And things happen. But we've been really fortunate. That, you know, we've had some good success, and people have been in great positions. We've had good partners to kind of help us through those things, especially when you're growing fast and you got people all over the country doing stuff. You need to feel comfortable
without a doubt. And you know, you and Murad are so tight. You know, you're such good buddies. You built the team, your employees, you guys are so close. It's a family. But thinking about relationships outside the family, or what might be considered the inner circle of a family, and sometimes they are they're not even equity owners or real, what you might call stakeholders in the company. What kind of relationship is Hub for you? And then what other kinds of relationships out there are so important for you guys beyond just the team?
Right. Yeah, like you mentioned, it's not just an equity partner, you know, or just an investor. It's people you do business with, you know, and most of the time when you're dealing with situations that relate to insurance and accidents and things like that, you need someone that's on your team. You know, it's not just a a piece of paper that you bought insurance with. So just having that relationship where we could go talk things out and kind of resolve the situations, and having that partner feel like they're on our team, it's a world of a difference. Yeah. And that those are the partnerships that some people don't really look at. They just look at it as just another customer-client relationship. It's beyond that, because once you lock that down, it's taken care of. You know, you got other issues to worry about.
Yeah. You know, we were talking in the last segment about Sacramento, and you two guys are hometown guys. Rob's a hometown guy. What are you, Derek and Murad, maybe we'll start with Derek. What are you seeing in terms of opportunity here in Sacramento? Obviously, you guys have expanded all over the country, but what does Sacramento's growth mean to you personally and to Sun Systems?
Yeah, I think coming up, youth sports was pretty big for us. And so being super involved in that, helping out with those programs, the growth here is crazy. I mean, we're even seeing at our local office a lot of people moving up from the Bay Area. So that's a great sign for the growth. You're seeing home values improve. I mean, we all got hit hard. So I think we're all pretty excited to see kind of things coming back, businesses getting going again. I know that businesses are now healthy, so we're putting solar on their facilities, and it's kind of all working together, and you kind of all seem to start seeing that happen, and it's been good for everybody. It's a good place to be right now.
And I'm just thinking the focus there of Hub International, obviously helping the entrepreneurs, helping the business community, but you do so much more for the Sacramento community. I know, Rob, you and I were talking before the show about what Hub and you personally do here to give back here in the Sacramento area. Can you talk about that for a minute?
We work with a lot of nonprofit organizations that are our clients, and we do a lot in giving back to those organizations and supporting them. Last weekend was the American Heart Association Heart Walk, and Hub supported that event, and our staff did as well by raising money and walking in support of, you know, heart, not supporting heart disease, but supporting awareness of heart mm-hmm. disease and something.
Isn't it like one of the, it's the biggest killer? I mean, we talk about cancer a lot. I mean, heart disease is right up there, if not more, isn't it, than cancer?
Yeah, you'd have to ask the Heart Association, but it is impacted all of us, I think, in one way or another.
And how about you guys, Derek and Murad? How are you guys embracing the community in terms of beyond the? I know you guys were just recently out at Allegiant. Well, actually, you sent Eric Vorbeck, a buddy of mine, and you guys got a table at the Allegiant Giving, Taste for a Cause. You're supportive of the vets with us. What kinds of things do you guys do in the community beyond helping guys like me and helping drive entrepreneurship and helping the Allegiant Giving?
I mean, you know, I take a page out of your book. You know, the way you're always giving advice to people on the business side. I mean, we got to give back what is valuable and mm-hmm. what we know, and we're always learning. And anything small that we know that we could pass that on, Derek and I are always willing to help new smaller businesses or entrepreneurs that want to get into the game, just like you did to us and everybody else that helped us get into the game. The little that we know, I think it's like our duty to pass that on for other people. I really, you know, take a passion in that and seeing other people succeed. So I look forward to helping more people too.
This is a very, very helpful guy. Very inspiring to see your growth. Two young guys, 32 years old, and growing the company to 30 million. Partnerships strengthening as a family, and then seeing you guys partnering up with Hub International. It's quite a story, and I want to thank you guys for coming on the show today. And you know, thinking about giving back to the community, I want to mention another sponsor, Mr. Ethan Conrad. He's got his small business contest, which you guys pitched at last year. You guys were finalists. Did you guys win it?
We got a big check from Ethan.
Right. So you got a rent credit. I mean, he's doing it again this year. He's giving away $100,000 in free rent, $50,000 to the first place. Second place is $30,000. And third place, I think, is $20,000. Yeah. I'll be emceeing the event this year. And hopefully, I think we're going to do it here at the Haney Biz Center, awesome. In fact, or at the Allegiant Giving Center here at Haney Biz headquarters. And, it, you know, it makes me think about Ethan Conrad. He's got like 6 million square feet of real estate here Impressive. In Sacramento. He's got a ton of places. Yeah. I mean, if you drive around, there's signs everywhere you look. There's an Ethan Conrad.
You can't miss
sign.
That big yellow sign.
Everywhere it's everywhere. The yellow sign. Yeah. I mean, we have in our family, we have an Ethan Conrad car ride game. And so you drive around, and the first one to see an Ethan Conrad side gets to punch their brother in the arm.
Full of bruises.
So you see it's like a slug-a-bug, but it's for Ethan Conrad sign. So we like to hit each other while we're driving down the road. But Ethan, love what he's doing in the community. Next week, we're going to be talking with Carol Garcia and Dr. Christy Babolas. And the subject is going to be about breast cancer awareness. This is, in October, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so we're going to be taking a page from you guys about community and sharing it on next week's show. When we return, we will share our takeaways and closing thoughts about the keys to choosing the right business partner. Join the revolution at HaneyBiz.com, courtesy of Ethan Conrad Properties and the financial advisors, Stifel Financial. This is the Haney Biz Project.
Welcome back for Mark's takeaways from today's Haney Biz Project.
Welcome back to the Haney Biz Project, brought to you courtesy of Silver's HR. I'm Mark Haney, and we've been talking about how to choose the right business partner. And I have a number of business partners today. I think I have 13 companies.
Wow.
And a lot of business partners in each one, because there's no way I'm going to do it alone. But it reminds me of my first business partner. And, you know, as we talk about how to choose a business partner, my first business partner was actually my little brother, Paul. And we had a paper route, and, you know, we went on to do some video stores, some security companies. But it all started laying in bed at night, dreaming about someday maybe we would get rich. And, you know, I remember asking my mom, "Mom, are we rich?" You know, and my mom would always go, "Mark, we're rich in love." And I'm like, "I wonder what that means." And, "Mom, are we rich?" "Mark, we're rich in love." And it turns out that, you know, we had a railroad running through our backyard. Ooh. And, you know, I guess that was kind of a giveaway. Maybe we weren't so rich, but we dreamed about a better life. So Paul and I would take that dream of trying to do something bigger than what we could see in front of us. And, you know, we went on and ended up building some businesses. But it's, you know what, we had a lot of rocky roads along the way, but I think choosing somebody who you love means so much. In a business partner, I was able to do that. I am able to do that today. Marcus, thoughts about business partners? I'm here with Marcus Haney, my son, somebody who I believe in. Talk to us about what you took away from today's show, but also about choosing business partners.
Yeah, well, just listening to Derek and Murad and their story, you know, having to make it all happen with a short amount of time, look to the guy that was his first roommate in college and, you know, harness that relationship and really turn it into something great as of today. And, you know, something as a small business person I took away, hey, it started off one system at a time.
Yeah.
You got to get those base hits before you start trying to hit the ball of the park. Well, eventually, one at a time, you'll get the golden one center and, you know, being able to be the Sacramento gurus of solar they are.
Well, and I don't know, remember if it was Derek or Murad, but we talked about their team and the family and how you go to war together.
Right.
And it made me think of you and your sacrifice. And right now you are a solopreneur, right? You don't have business partners in your business, but I mean,
I am looking out
you
there.
You are looking for a partner, but I mean, you want somebody. I mean, don't you feel differently about the people that you went into battle with?
Yeah, absolutely. If you have a relationship with somebody that you know you don't have to look to your left or right and know if they are going to be by your side, it's an innate feeling that exists. It really gives you the confidence to be able to go out and do your part to make whatever you're working on succeed.
Yeah, because in business, but in life, you want to be in a partnership that lasts for sure.
No doubt.
And I think part of that success and part of that lasting is somebody who will go to war with you. And, you know, I think back to my wife, and, you know, I haven't talked about to you this much about this, Marcus, but when I first met your mom, you know, I was going through a period of time where I was working like 80 hours a week and, you know, burning the candles at both ends. And somehow she came into my life and kind of saved my life. And I think because she saved my life and backed me and stood with me, that when you go through those feelings where you feel like someone saved your life, it's like that brings you closer together. I did go through that as well with my brother Paul. on numerous occasions in business, but we did that as kids as well, right? You know, we laid in bed and dreamed about a better life. We started our newspaper route, but I mean, we had close calls throughout our life, and that made Paul, for me, the best business partner that I could ever imagine, starting with, a childhood adventures. I remember being stuck on the side of a cliff. I'm 11 years old, stuck on the side of a cliff with Paul down below me about 3 feet. What had happened is my parents, Paul was about 10, I was about 11. We get dropped off in Auburn. My parents had a TV store in Auburn. We get dropped off and decide, hey, you know what? Why don't we go and see if we can find the American River? We had been to the American River gold panning with our dad a few years earlier. We knew our way around a little bit for 10 and 11-year-olds, but we didn't know quite how to get to the American River. We finally found a way to migrate over to the American River up in Auburn and climb down the side of the mountain, and it was our goal to touch the water. So we touched the water, and you know what? It started raining, and it's like, we better get back. It's time to head back up the mountain. So we start climbing up the side of the mountain and kind of trying to figure out the fastest way to get there, and the next thing you know, we're stuck on the side of a cliff, and it's like, oh no, what are we going to do? Because I'm sitting there up above Paul just a little bit, and I can't quite reach the next plateau. What am I going to do? There's a bush ahead of me up above about 2 feet, and there's a rock near my foot that I decided, you know, Paul, I think I can step on this rock and jump to the next bush, or to jump to that bush and get to that safe area. I'm going to try that. And we kind of looked at each other and began to sweat, through the rain, through the mud that we were climbing up the side of, and okay, we're going to do it. And we said, let's do this. He encouraged me, and I jumped up, put my foot on the rock, and I somehow made it up the bush, up past onto the flat area, and I was safe. But there was Paul. Paul was a little bit smaller, being the younger brother, and he couldn't quite reach. What are we going to do? Am I going to try to figure out how to go for help, see if I can find my way back, or are we going to stay there and wait for help? Nobody knew where we were going. We were in the middle of the American River,
No cell phones.
Yeah, no cell. I decided, well, Paul, there's this bush. I know you can't reach it, so how about if I reach down and you grab my arm and I'll grab your arm and you put your foot on that rock, and I know you can't reach that bush, but I'll pull you up with the one arm and get you up, and I'll give you that strength to give you the insurance policy, if you will, to make sure you can reach that bush. And we told each other we loved each other, and we said a prayer, and we locked arms. His little wrist was around my little wrist. My little wrist was around his. He put his foot on the rock, and he stepped up, and he jumped for the bush, and he got it. And we pulled each other to safety, and I pulled him to safety. But realistically, we saved each other's life that day. And I think, you know, in terms of business partners, Paul went on to become the business partner of my life. And not just the video stores and the businesses that we built, but the friendship and the bond and that we built is something that is uncommon, I think. Super uncommon for business partners. But if I'm choosing a business partner, Marcus, I'm choosing somebody that won't let go.
No,
I'm choosing somebody that is going to hang on. And like the Dierks Bentley song, I hold on. And so I wish that for everybody who's out there, for you, Marcus, as you think about your business partners and your future, as I think about my business partners and the future business partners in my future, and to all of your business partners, that you find somebody that won't let go, somebody that will always hang on. So I don't want to go through entrepreneurship alone. I want to go through it with someone like my brother Paul, who is now playing golf a lot and retired. And I don't want to go through the tough things in life alone as well, like sending my son to war. So, I haven't gone through that alone, thanks to my wife, Stacy. But you know what? I have had the best partners in the world, and my family, my friends, and the man upstairs that I consider responsible for those strengthened relationships. So may we do a little salute out, a Sacramento salute to the leaders of hometown patriotism, Mr. Rob McVicker, Derek Chase, Mar- Murad Saidi, three men who have built incredible partnerships and understand that when they grab their partner by the arm, you never let go. To all those fighting the good fight for our freedom, security, and our way of life, to the 13 stripes, to the 50 stars, and to that one big American business partner, always worth fighting for, yours. Never above you, never below you, always by your side.